Rush into Old Navy today for this can't-miss one-day deal. 50% off all Old Navy active for the family. Get the workout wear you need at a huge 50% off one day only today. Hurry in or miss out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/20, select styles only, excludes in-store clearance.
You're Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. I'm Daniel Rue, your host, and so happy to bring you your team every day. Very excited about this episode. It's been in the works for a little while now, but got the time to talk to Warriors first-round pick Damian Jones at the practice facility today. We talked for about 15 minutes about various things, his recovery, the process with that, how life has been with the Warriors so far, how he wants to grow his game. It's funny how much you can get through in 15 minutes if there aren't really many lulls. I have not edited this in any way. I thought it would be more interesting to just keep it exactly the same. So my ums and ands are a lot more than his, and it was a really good time to talk with him. It was actually the first time we've interacted really at all because I didn't go to the draft, and it was a good experience. I think you'll really get a lot from it, and apologies for the ambient noise, but it's in the Warriors practice facility. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's still players working on drills and everything like that, so you will hear balls bouncing and people talking and everything like that, but you should still be able to hear everything in it. I'm going to try to make sure the levels are spot on for everything like that. So I hope you enjoy it. First of all, thanks for taking the time.
Appreciate you.
I think I want to start with just kind of when you got drafted and everything like that. Do you remember who the first person from the organization to reach out to you was, like after you got picked?
It was Coach Kern on him. They reached out to me. I think it's like a couple minutes after, you know, I got picked, you know, they hit up my agent. And then just start talking to me, congratulating me and stuff. So it was cool.
Had you been talking with them through the whole process, or were they? Was it kind of a surprise that they picked you?
I don't know. It was just you know, we had some talking between them because my agent was telling me. But you know, it was just, I don't know. It's like all kind of.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a big jumble with everything else.
Yeah, it's weird.
And your situation was different also because 2 weeks before the draft, you tore your pectoral muscle. That was in a workout. Was it with Magic? Is that
right?
Yeah,
the Magic.
So how I'm sure it affected a million things in your life, but how did that affect the draft process for you?
It was weird, you know, because I was just going from workout to workout. You know, I was used to just going back and forth, just putting in work, and now I'm just like sitting there. I couldn't do anything. And it was just, like, my first time ever, like, having to be. And it was weird because, like, you know, I'm used to, like, being on the court. You know, like, if I take a day off, you know, maybe the next day I'll be on the court. Like, but there was just weeks without playing basketball. It was weird.
Well, and then you go from that to then starting a new life with a new organization, but you still have that limitation. How has that process been for you?
It sucked because, like, you know, you've seen summer league went by, you know, and you still haven't played, you know, like, people are making progress while you're just, like, staying in the same place. So you just know that, like, it's going to be a process, like, when you get back. So just, like, thinking about that and, like, a new transition. Like, the NBA is, like, different from, like, college and stuff like that. So, like, they have that already, like, in them, like, preseason, training camp, summer league. Like, the rookies coming in, they already have that experience. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just got to catch up to that.
And physically, like, so let's think back to, like, July and August. So you're watching everybody play in summer league. What could you do physically then? Could you run? Like, what?
I wasn't able to run either.
Because
I was in a sling, so, like, I had to limit my motion within with my arm. So I wasn't able to run until, like, maybe, like, September.
Okay. So then that's been a big part of making your way back is just, I mean, because that's probably the longest you've ever gone without running in your life.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's out of shape. You know, knock some stuff out, like, each week, you know, got more wind under me, so it's got to
be well. And that's also the advantage of having people who it's their job to be a training staff and know how to work with you physically. Like, has that been an adjustment as well? I mean, you went to Vanderbilt, I'm sure they have a great medical staff as well, but to go to be with a professional team and have their conditioning team and everything like that work.
Yeah, it's different. Like, I mean, with Vanderbilt, we used to lift, like, almost every day of the week, too, so, like, that's kind of, like, similar to, like, how it is, but, like, just having, like, the medical staff always checking on you and stuff like that, seeing how things go, is different from kind of different, you know. It's like you don't have to, like, work around school or anything. You just go straight in.
Yeah, it's your job now.
Yeah.
So what has surprised you? I mean, obviously it's been different because of the injury, but what has surprised you the most about this process of going from college to the pros?
I don't know. I kind of expected it, you know, just I kind of, like, just been thinking, like, if I made this jump, like, what are the different things going to happen, like, before I left? So just thinking through, like, I have a lot more free time, you know, just won't have to focus on schoolwork as much. Just, I don't know, it's just, like, I kind of got into my head to, like, expect some of these things. So,
have any veterans in particular taken you under their wing with this? Sure, with a lot of veterans on this team.
Yeah, I mean, the first one I met was Andre, you know, mm-hmm. He kind of, like, talked to me a lot, just showed me different things and just helped me out on the court. Like, whenever I mess up, he'll, like, so tell me what I did wrong, so that him and Draymond.
Well, and I'm sure it's different to get those kind of notes, not only from players, but from players who've had that kind of a career versus from the coaching staff. Like, do you see that as a difference? Because I'm sure you get mentorship from them as well, but just the difference when it's somebody that you're, you know, playing with day in, day out.
Yeah, you know, because, like, they're with you, so it's good to learn from them. And it's like, this is like their culture, so it's like, it's great to learn from them.
So, thinking about, obviously you've been dealing with it with your game. What do you see right now as the strengths and the weaknesses to where you are as a player at this moment?
Right now, you know, just been focusing on, like, trying to defend and rebound and stuff to get me in court. And I mean, scoring will happen. Like, I'll find, like, open dunks or something like that. But, like, right now, just trying to do, like, small things so I can just, you know, play. You know, just getting up speed, playing hard. That's where I need to be. Be doing every day in and day out, you know, just trying to, I don't know, do the little things.
Are you pretty comfortable with your jump shot now? Is there, like, a range where you think you're best and where you're starting to, are you trying to push out as well?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I shoot out to the college three-point line pretty well. Like, threes still need some more work. But college three-point line and in, I feel pretty comfortable shooting.
Is that something the staff is encouraging you to work on to get all the way out to there?
You know, just been working with Ron a lot on just doing that. So every day we come in, put some shots up, just perfecting my shot, make sure everything's good.
Well, you have to strike a balance between working on that and all the other stuff. But I'm sure you can also learn a lot. You're bouncing between the two places, and we'll talk about that in a second. But by watching, you know, like you are having to do a lot of that with the team this good. But what do you feel like you can take away by being on the bench or being right near the bench for an NBA game?
You know, just seeing their pace, you know, it's a different pace, and, like, how they talk to each other. Communication is key, and just, like, learning that stuff. And trying to incorporate that down in, like, Santa Cruz, you know, trying to do the same things that they do here.
Does it seem like the communication defensively is at a different level here than what you experienced in college?
Yeah, because, like, here you have to be constantly talking, you know. Like, everybody's always moving, so, like, you got to be the eyes. Or, like, as a big man, you got to be the eyes for everyone, so, because you see everything. So you just got to know that you just got to communicate with everybody.
And you can hear each other on the court relatively well, even though it's still really odd. It's one of those things players talk about sometimes, and it's still weird to fans. It's like as loud as they're being, and you can hear how loud they are, but you can still hear each other as well.
Yeah. So, like, even with the crowd, you know, you got to speak a little louder, but, like, just making sure everybody hears what you're saying.
And then is it harder to so you're bouncing, you know, between Santa Cruz and the Warriors to find your voice in that defensively, or is it just kind of that's basketball, so you have to, if you're the center, you have to be talking?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just basketball, like, just got to be out yourself, cause, like, if you don't, then just you'll get messed up as a team, so, yeah.
So you're one of the players that's kind of going through this interesting dynamic now as the league is getting more D-League teams and especially trying to move them closer to the Warriors team. I'm sure you can tell me how long the drive is better than I can.
Yeah, it's about like hour 30.
Hour 30?
Yeah.
So describe, there are a couple parts of the process that I think are interesting, but one of them is, how early do you know when you're going to be, let's say, assigned to Santa Cruz and all that prepping? Like, do you have a longer schedule on it than, like, when they tell us?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was told 2 days ago that I'll be going down again from the 5th to the 15th.
Okay.
So they'll tell me, like, maybe a couple of days in advance or something like that. I mean, if it's, like, just going back and forth, they'll tell me, like, maybe the day before. But if I'm going down for an extended amount of time, they'll tell me, like, maybe 3 days before, just let me know that I'm going down, so...
So is it sometimes for games, sometimes for practices too? Does it all depend on where the big squad is as well?
When I first got cleared in November, it was I went down for practice for about a week and then we played. But now it's like mostly just going back for games. So I think they play on the 6th, so I'll be going on the 5th. Maybe I'll be going to that practice before. I'm not sure, but, like, you know, just having that.
Is there a part of you that kind of gets some time or gets some use out of that hour and a half drive? Because you have to do it, you know, a couple times, at least a couple times a month, a couple times a week sometimes and around now.
I mean, you know, just chill, you know. It's hard to, like look through your phone, like, throughout the hill. You get, like, motion sickness. But, like, it's cool, though. You know, I just sit back and chill.
It's part of the process. And then I know that one of the things that the Warriors take a lot of pride in is that there's a lot of continuity in terms of system and coaching between Santa Cruz and here. Is that something that really does help you in terms of adjustment when you know, when let's say you're not going down there as much as you are right now?
Yeah, it helped me a lot because, like, just having the same plays and stuff is cool. You know, just, I don't, like, fall behind here, too. Like, I mean, so we have some different things there also, but, like, we run some of the same plays here and there. So, like, when I come back here, it's not, like, a drop-off. I don't have to, like, learn everything again.
Well, and that also helps, I mean, because you miss Summer League in terms of being on the court to get some of that, because I think there are probably some parallels in terms of just integrating yourself into everything, that you can run through the motions down there against, you know, against different players and everything like that. So let's say, I know Patrick McCaw went down for a little bit there. Would you guys, like, travel together, or would it be separately?
When we went down together, we went down together. So, it was just, like, one time for him.
Have you thought, I'm sure you do, about, like, kind of where you want your game to be even a couple of years from now, like, what you want to add that you don't have right now?
I just kind of see myself just, like, being a part of, like, just doing a little inner thing, just, like, passing, you know, finding open man, like, high-low action, stuff like that, and just, post-scoring, a good defender that can defend both bigs and smalls, and a good rebounder.
Well, and the Warriors are a team that ask their centers to do some different things than most teams in terms of passing the ball, initiating the offense, but also, you know, depending on how they want to do it with you with switching. Are you looking forward to that kind of a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool with me. You know, I don't mind, like, guarding anybody on the court, so it's cool with me, you know, like, do a lot of switching, so that'd be good.
And offensively, like, because, I mean, ideally, whereas, like, having, and basically anybody who can attack a switch, so if you get a small on you and just knowing how to post them up and make a quick decision and everything like that.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, making the right decision. Like, sometimes teams switch on us, so, like, you know, Draymond would have, like, a small on him or something like that, and that can happen, so just working through that.
Do you have any, of course, it's totally fine if you have something you want to share. Do you have any personal goals in terms of, like, where you want to be, what you want to do, however long down the line you're comfortable with? Or do you just kind of, like, play it as it goes?
I'm just right now playing it as it goes, you know. Have
you maintained, like, a support structure in terms of family and friends and everything with the move? And did any of them move out with you?
No, they stayed back in Louisiana, but, you know, they always in touch with me and stuff. My dad came down, like, in preseason and stuff to visit me and stuff, so it's cool.
Did you have any relationship, because I know you, I don't think you guys overlapped at all, with Festus Ezeli when he was in, like, with Vanderbilt? Did you talk with him about the Warriors?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit about it, because, like, I met him, he brought the trophy down 1 year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, like, that's when I first met him, so established a relationship with him then, and then it's cool.
It's funny how that works out. I actually did an interview with him sitting right over there talking about that experience of bringing the trophy. What did that mean to you to, like, see an NBA player come back to Vanderbilt? Because he talked about how, you know, that was important to him and bring back. So you're a player then thinking about the NBA but not yet in the NBA. What did it mean to see a player come back who'd been in the program with you?
I think it was cool, you know, just trying to live in experience what he experienced, you know, make it to the finals, win the championship. It's like just inspiring, you know, just want to make it happen, like, make them yours.
Was there a moment at some point growing up where you thought, first of all, that you thought that being a basketball player is what you wanted to do, but then when you thought it was actually realistic to make that your life, make that your career?
Yeah, like, started middle school, you know, they said, good potential to be somebody, and, you know, just, like, through high school, just kept on working and working. And then college, you know, I think I had a pretty decent freshman year, you know, got some looks and, you know, just kept on working hard to get here.
Was there any pressure to try to leave earlier than you did, or was it just kind of you were on your own timeline?
Yeah, I kind of was on my own timeline. Like, I thought about leaving after my sophomore year, but I feel like if I put in another year, you know, I make, like, better progress as a player, so, and I feel like I did, so. It's good.
Well, and you got a first round. You got the first round pick, so you get the guaranteed money and everything like that. Was that a goal for you as well, to try to get in the first round?
Yeah. I was wanting to be a first round pick. You know, just working hard to get to that moment. You know.
What are you looking forward to most about what's coming up in the next few months or the next year? Is it, you know, getting reliable playing time, something like that, or is it something maybe even off the court?
I mean, you know, I just want to just be better as a player, you know, just keep on working hard. Like, whenever my time comes, comes to be in the game, you know, I just want to work on my craft to, be the best player I can be in the time being. Yeah.
Well, I that's all I have, unless there's something else you want to talk about. Thank you very much for taking time.
Oh, no, appreciate you.
Thanks to Damian Jones for taking the time. It was a pleasure to talk with him for the first time and get into a lot of it. Was impressed with just how quick he is on his feet and how he was very candid with everything we really got into. And I enjoyed the conversation a lot. Much appreciation to the Warriors PR staff, especially Raymond Ritter, for making this happen. I basically just put out a blanket ask to them at one point earlier in the season and said, hey, I'd love to talk to anybody. And Damian Jones was one of the first people, I think they brought him up to me, and I said, oh, that would be perfect. And so it was about getting the logistics down for when he was going to be in Santa Cruz. That was the most complicated part of that. So I was excited to get it done, really excited to talk with him, enjoyed the conversation. Hope you did too. We'll definitely have something material on the Blazers game. I'm still working on guests. I'm sure that will work out nicely and everything else. And I'm sure there will be people, I hope this does well, there will be people who will be asking me to do this more often. I will do it as frequently as the Warriors allow me to. I love talking with players and people in the organization, and whether it's 15 minutes or 50 minutes or whatever. And so it was a pleasure to do this. I really did enjoy it, and I hope you liked it as well. If you have any feedback, good, bad, indifferent, DannyLarueNBA@gmail.com or at DannyLarue on Twitter. This is a great podcast if you want to tell your friends, to tell other people about it, social media, Reddit, whatever makes you happy. And you could do that with a link. You can do that with whatever you want to do. You can also leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe, and download every episode. And I love doing things like this. It's something I legitimately enjoy. It's one of the more fun parts about this business. So I hope you enjoyed it. And one other thing I wanted to include, I was just happenstance that I happened to be there because I was waiting for Damian to be ready because he was working on a 3-on-3 drill. So I was in the conversation with Sean Livingston during the more normal part of the practice media session. And Janie McCauley of the AP asked him a question about Damian Jones, having no idea that I was about to have that conversation. And I thought his answer was really interesting. So I'm going to let that be kind of the closer on this because I don't really have anything to add to it except for take care. Thank you for listening and make it a great day.
Benefit or learn from or grow from going back and forth, sometimes every other day, to Santa Cruz, and that can test somebody, yeah. I'm guessing, and he seems to be going with the flow.
Yeah, and I think the main thing is you want to test him early, you know? You want to get him used to those tests, used to the grind. The NBA is a grind, you know? I mean, obviously the rookie year is always the roller coaster, right? Because you're just figuring things out, seeing how the system is. And then as well, you're not here full time. You're back and forth. And so, but I mean, it's great that you got great vets, you know, that have been there. Yeah, it's a great coaching staff. And as well with the D-League, I mean, it's all the same. I mean, the Warriors, Santa Cruz, they run the same stuff we run. They have great coaches down there as well. And, you know, they're going to hold them accountable, which is the most, probably most important. You know, you got to be held accountable so we can mature and grow.
Do you check in on him the way, you know, I know you've taken Ian under your wing a little bit, but do you kind of just get a feel for how he's coping with it all sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, just more so taking his temperature. You know, when he comes back up here, you know, him and Pat, just making sure that they're head mentally, you know, because you get down on yourself. Obviously, every day is not a good day, you know. You're like, man, I got to go back. I got to go here, you know. So you just you know, checking in on them, you know, making sure that they know we got their backs. And we know it's tough, too. You know, I've been there. I played in the D-League, so I know.
Rush into Old Navy today for this can't-miss one-day deal. 50% off all Old Navy active for the family. Get the workout wear you need at a huge 50% off one day only today. Hurry in or miss out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/20, select styles only, excludes in-store clearance.